You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods.
Yes, here on the Trump phenomenon, this is hour two. Now listen to this. The man you were just hearing, and we'll resume him, Dr. Pierre Corey. I mispronounced his name. K-O-R-Y. Who is Dr. Pierre Corey? An American critical care physician who gained attention during the COVID-19 pandemic for advocating widespread off-label use. So I was like, oh, that's something bad, off-label use. Ooh, is that a black market activity? They're trying to make it sound nefarious. No, it's just use of certain drugs as treatments for COVID-19. Corey testified in front of the U.S. Senate that was headed by Ron Johnson twice regarding COVID-19. During his testimony in December 2020, Corey, now get this, this is the Wikipedia article. Now, these people at Wikipedia don't know their ass from a hole in the ground on medicine. But they say he erroneously claimed that the antiparasitic medication ivermectin was a wonder drug with miraculous effectiveness against COVID-19. Oh, thank you very much, Wikipedia, you left-wing jerks. This guy knows more about medicine in a fingernail clipping than your entire organization will ever know, you left-wing creeps. Now listen more. In 2002, Corey graduated from St. George's University with an MD, completed residency in critical care and pulmonary medicine. He was at West Cornell, no, Weill Cornell School of Medicine. First practiced in Madison, Wisconsin, and he served there as a medical director for the Trauma and Life Support Center in the outpatient pulmonary medicine clinic, where he performed bronchoscopic and pleural procedures. He's an expert in critical care ultrasonography. In 2015, along with his co-editors, Corey won the British Medical Association's 2015 President's Choice Award in medical textbooks for their work on point-of-care ultrasound. And in May of 2020, Corey resigned from the University of Wisconsin Health after his public participation as a guest of Senator Ron Johnson at a hearing in which he called for the use of ivermectin in COVID-19 patients. He then joined Aurora St. Luke's Medical Center in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He resigned from that position, telling a reporter that the hospital wanted to limit his freedom to speak, after he spoke out again about the benefits of ivermectin, proved in his and hundreds of other doctors' studies of ivermectin. It is, in fact, a wonder drug for COVID-19. This is a man with courage. This is a patriot. All right, so there's a little bit. Now let's listen to him. I'll shut up and you can listen to this hero, true American, true patriot, Pierre Corey, K-O-R-Y. We need more men like this.
That was in December of 2020. This morning we have breaking news that everything you said was right from this new paper out of Science on this. Senator, what happened here?
Well, good morning, Maria. Well, Dr. Fauci happened.
Oh, I loved that when I heard that. What happened, Maria Bartiromo? Dr. Fauci happened.
Arrogance. Social media censorship happened. That clip, that testimony from Dr. Corey, powerful testimony, was viewed by 8 million Americans who weren't satisfied with the NIH guidelines of basically do nothing. They wanted early treatment. It was pulled by YouTube. But we all know that Dr. Fauci, he's not a modest man. You know, if you question what he did, apparently you're questioning science itself. But you can't look at how he stage managed the COVID crisis and call it anywhere close to a success. 600,000 people died, trillions of dollars of economic devastation. He ignored early treatment. He probably helped sabotage the use of some of these things. And really, you have to understand that Dr. Fauci, people in the health agencies, the media, the social media, they will never admit they were wrong on this, because if they do, they're going to have to admit that literally hundreds of thousands of people didn't have to lose their lives.
In other words, they were killed. If you can't see evil in the face of Anthony Fauci, I'm not going to call him doctor anymore. If you can't see evil in that ugly puss, if you can't see it in his face, you can't see evil. And now Ron Johnson, by contrast, not a politician. He was a businessman who got into politics, disgusted what was happening to our republic. He got elected to the U.S. Senate in 2010 in Wisconsin. I'll bring up that article in a moment. And then reelected in 2016. He's a patriot and a staunch Trump supporter.
But for their censorship, their arrogance, and Dr. Fauci's mismanagement.
Yeah, and mismanagement. That's such a nice, I mean, you're being too nice, Ron Johnson, of course. He knows it's not mismanagement. It's criminal conduct, evil conduct, knowing that you're killing people. What kind of a person would knowingly kill thousands of people? This little piece of crap, Anthony Fauci, he knew that hydroxychloroquine works. He knew that ivermectin works. He knows that zinc works, that D3 works. This little puke knows that. And he got on TV and he used all of his corrupt influence through the giant drug companies. Pfizer is estimated to make $100 billion through their crap vaccines. He got out, he went, used all of his power in the government to destroy efforts of real doctors like Pierre Corey, who can't even work in a hospital. This prominent, outstanding healer of people. There's no place in American medicine for Dr. Pierre Corey, because American medicine is totally corrupt and rotten to the core. You're taking your life in your hands, folks, when you get in the hands of an Anthony Fauci.
This is unbelievable. Dr. Corey, walk us through ivermectin. Now, ivermectin is a drug made by Merck. It has been on the market for a long time.
It's a generic drug that you can buy online yourself for cheap right now. It's used for all kinds of things like worming a dog, worming a horse. It's totally harmless, totally proved. It's been given to billions of doses have been given.
Now, this new news that we got on Friday, that Fauci says they're looking for treatments for COVID now. One of the treatments that they're looking at.
Fauci is saying, oh, maybe we can do treatments now. Remember, Donald Trump was saying, I believe in therapeutics. There are good therapeutics for the coronavirus. Trump was right. Fauci and all the others said that Donald Trump was preaching that we use bleach, that we drink bleach. He's lying pieces of garbage. But now Fauci senses that his ass is in a sling. He should be indicted for murder. If you murder one person, that's murder. What if you murder hundreds of thousands of people? That's genocide. Dr. Fauci is guilty of genocide, knowingly condemning hundreds of thousands of your fellow citizens and millions around the world to death for his left-wing cult religion.
Yeah, is made by Merck. So the ivermectin Merck drug is off patent, right? The pharma companies aren't making any money.
They can't make any money on it. Follow the money, boys and girls.
On that, because it's off patent. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's correct. I mean, they do not make money off of ivermectin anymore. That's an old drug.
So you get to die. You get to die because they can't, these SOBs at Pfizer and Merck and Johnson and AstraZeneca. So these SOBs can have private airplanes and boats and 5 houses and 20 girlfriends.
Different manufacturers make it. You know, briefly, that is one of the oldest and safest drugs we have. I mean, it's been given all around the world for decades, 4 billion doses. You know, that testimony that you played that I gave in December, the evidence was convincing then. It's now overwhelming. Just yesterday, a paper by some of the top researchers in the world concluded that ivermectin leads to a massive reduction in the amount of patients who are dying. We're getting reports from all over the world, from Mexico, that put it into their public health policy, that huge numbers of patients are avoiding hospitalization and death in Argentina and then certain states in India. We know it's working. It's working around the world, and nobody in the United States is hearing about it.
Yes. Why are you not hearing about it? Because more SOBs who control your damn TV, who control your internet. If you say what I'm saying on the radio, you'll get raided by the FBI. You'll get spread-eagled as a terrorist for saying that ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine is a good and safe medicine. You'll be taken off of YouTube. Ron Johnson, United States Senator from Wisconsin, patriot, taken off of YouTube by these SOBs. The social media monopoly needs to be shut down. Shut down. And the people at Google and the people at YouTube and the people at Facebook who conspired, and we have the emails, they conspired with the felon Fauci to prevent you receiving treatment. They are guilty of murder. And they should be brought up on charges of murder. All of their assets should be confiscated. And their criminal conspiracies closed.
So does this boil down to money then, Dr. Corey? I mean, this drug made by Merck, ivermectin, is off patent. They're not making any money on it anymore. But now Fauci says he's looking at a drug that's going to be a patented drug made by Merck. Aren't the underlying chemicals the same? So now they're going to have that on patent so that they could make a huge profit on it?
Well, that is so clearly, it's a glaring example of the system that we're in, which is that for-profit medicines are favored to almost the total exclusion of nonprofit medicines. And so you see all of this money being thrown at pharmaceutical companies to develop new therapies when we already have existing repurposed drugs that are highly effective. They will never develop a drug that is more effective than ivermectin. I find it absurd. Our government just committed over $4 billion in two different areas this week to try to find an oral antiviral early treatment therapy. We have it now. We can save so
much. Now, folks, regard it as a miracle that you're hearing this man's voice. One hospital fired him there at University of Wisconsin. Okay? He lost his next job in Milwaukee at St. Luke's. Regard it as a miracle that Maria Bartiromo exists and that she actually has a TV show that you can hear, and that this recording of that show exists that I was able to find today for this show. Because, folks, with the SOB criminal Marxist communist murderers that run your country, that control all of your establishment, all of it, with those people in power, Maria Bartiromo should be off the air. She should be bankrupted. And she should be hounded, as is Dr. Corey. He should not be, you should not hear his voice, and you should not be hearing my voice. These people are so close to their total Trotskyite Marxist victory that you won't be able, if you couldn't hear Corey, how would you know that there's a simple treatment for COVID-1984? You would never know unless you heard this great doctor who has the balls. And that's what you need out there, ladies and gentlemen. Balls. Have the balls to fight back. The balls to tell the truth. And the balls to do what's right.
So many lives. This is a treatable disease. We've identified that drug. And it needs to be systematically deployed throughout the healthcare system.
unbelievable. And also absurd, Senator Johnson, is the way you continue to get censored. So now you're banned from YouTube again, temporarily. YouTube suspended you again last week for what they say was a violation of the platform's misconduct policy. What happened last week, Senator?
Well, again, just what I've been saying for well over a year is I've been trying to alert Americans the fact that there are early treatments options and try and find them.
Now, I'll read what's going up on the screen right now. Here's the message that Ron Johnson, Senator of Wisconsin, got. YouTube doesn't allow content that spreads medical misinformation that contradicts local health authorities or the World Health Organizations.
They pulled that off. And by the way, you know, Maria, if it weren't for Fox Nation,
medical information about COVID-19. This is limited to content that contradicts WHO, H-W-H-O, or local health authorities' guidance. Remember, the World Health Organization is run by a damn communist, blatant communist, non-doctor.
If you had to rely on YouTube, this segment right here would be censored immediately on YouTube. Think of that. You know, the other thing that Dr. Fauci and the media is ignoring right now is the early warning signals of the vaccine adverse effect reporting system. We have close to 5,000 deaths, over 1,700 within days 0, 1, and 2 of getting vaccinated. We have thousands of people with permanent disabilities, 20,000 hospitalizations, and that quite honestly compares to less than 200 deaths per year through the entire 30-year history of the VAERS system with other vaccines.
The VAERS system, help me out, listener, somewhere. It's the vaccine, I think, adverse effects reporting system, V-A-E-R-S. But it reports bad outcomes of vaccination. These experimental vaccines, for which you're a guinea pig, have had more adverse effects than all previous vaccines put together times 10 for decades in 6 months.
They're not paying attention. They are suppressing this information, and the American people are paying the price.
Unbelievable. And Dr. Corey, when I spoke with you over the weekend, you said this is analogous to penicillin. I mean, you think this is the biggest cover-up of all. What a massive, massive impact, with 600,000 of our fellow Americans dead right now because they were told not to have a treatment for COVID.
You know, it's inexcusable. I mean, my group, and again, my opinions are not just my own. I'm part of a group of the most highly credentialed, highly published doctors in my specialty. We've made numerous contributions over decades, and we did the work, we did the research, and we identified all of the evidence behind this. It shows that our agencies have ignored drugs as such as this, and it's caused incalculable harm.
By the way, folks, they say 700,000 dead in the U.S. Okay, let's go with that number. How many people have had their survived, but their life is wrecked? Their health is wrecked. Maybe they're still breathing or their heart's beating, but how screwed up are millions of people? And their lives wrecked, and the economy wrecked, our country wrecked, our voting system totally wrecked because we had the coronavirus. Means that you couldn't go vote in a voting place. We got these idiots driving around with double masks on their face in blazing heat with the windows of their cars rolled up. We've gone nuts with programming, 1984 Big Brother programming, to destroy people like Dr. Corey and Senator Johnson and patriots like you.
Again, we've identified the solution.
Yeah, and real quick on the paper that was dropped last night, what do you want to say about what we learned from this white paper?
That was, by the way, an article, folks, in Science magazine saying that Dr. Corey was right on all of this. Donald Trump was right on all of this. So sad, too bad. A lot of you got to die. And are we apologizing? No. Are we resigning? No. Are we being indicted? No. Don't even think about that. We'll be right back.
Ford and a Chevy, it'll still last 10 years like they should.
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We're back, folks. Now, I've got another gem for you. I said this week has been one of good news. I may not sound like such a happy guy, but it has been tremendous good news. I gave you first the Trump rally coming up in Wellington, Ohio, just southwest of Cleveland, next Saturday, 7 p.m. You have no excuse for not being there. You just go online to DonaldJTrump.com, click the events button, and then the Wellington event comes up. Then click get tickets, and you can get two free tickets. You can get more than two if you have more than two people, but you have to apply more than once. But two tickets will be immediately emailed to you, to your email account, once you confirm your request for two free tickets. I've gone to four Trump rallies. I did it on all four of those rallies, brought my kids. They're the most wonderful events. Please bring your kids. You got to go early. But you're going to be in the greatest crowd of the greatest patriots. You're going to find out everybody for hundreds of miles. The best people for hundreds of miles are going to be there. It's going to be as if you died and went to heaven when you get to a Trump rally. So go. The second good news I gave you was Maria Bartiromo this morning. Wow. Now let me give you another piece of good news. Tucker Carlson, this man. What guts. What a giant. I'll tell you, Sean Hannity's having to run full speed in place to keep up with Tucker Carlson, because Tucker is swinging for the fences. And Sean, you need to start swinging for the fences. listen to Tucker Carlson talking Friday, his show Friday, talking about the fake FBI organized break-in at the Capitol on January 6th. The entire purpose of which was to finish off the Trump movement. And it's the Trump movement. It's not any other kind of movement. It's the Trump movement, period. And these people know it. Maybe better than we do. They understand that it's about that Donald Trump is the leader of our movement. They can destroy him. They're in.
But they won't admit it anymore. Earlier this week, we reported on this show that among those who stormed the Capitol on January 6th, there appear to be people who are working for the FBI. We didn't guess that. We concluded it based on the government's own court filings, thanks to a piece in Revolver News. Dozens of suspects the FBI now says committed serious crimes on January 6th have not been charged with anything. They haven't even been identified. Why is that? Well, likely because they were in contact with the FBI before they committed those crimes. That is the definition of corruption. You're working for the FBI, so you're not charged for a crime. It's also, by the way, scary given the current climate, given that January 6th is now being used as a pretext to strip law-abiding Americans of their most basic civil liberties. So given that, we have an absolute right to know exactly what happened that day and the FBI's role in it. Again, we believe the FBI had people on the ground, people who stormed the Capitol and committed crimes while inside. We said,
now, any TV host who doesn't say just what Tucker said is a coward and a phony and a sellout. I don't care who you are. I don't care how conservative you may be on some other issue. If you don't get that issue right, which is life or death for our republic, and for us as citizens and patriots, if you don't get that right and you don't get the emphasis right, you don't not just mention it, you got to make it the center of your show. You got to talk about it every time you go on the air, and you got to show you mean it. And if you don't, you're a phony. Get off the air. Get out of our life. Stop clogging the airwaves with phony conservatism. I want real men like Tucker Carlson, and real women like Maria Bartiromo, and the rest of you pukes, go home.
The FBI has not denied it. In fact, no one from the FBI has even commented on it. They don't have to, because this time they have CNN squarely on their side.
Now, see the problem? If Christopher Wray comes forward, trust me, Christopher Wray has watched the tape that I'm playing for you right now. Now, Christopher Wray, you piece of garbage, director of the FBI, if Tucker Carlson were not telling the truth, you could go after him immediately. If your agency didn't plan January 6th and didn't have your agents all over the place, you could contradict him and put him in deep, hot water immediately. But you're utterly silent. Why? Obvious. You're guilty.
Watch the apologists for corrupt federal law enforcement deny something they couldn't possibly be in a position to verify either way. But prepare yourself as you watch it. This is an appalling performance.
And now it's the FBI? Tucker Carlson's newest baseless theory about the insurrection and how he is spreading it to millions of people.
That was Don Lemon, the communist. Now here's Andrew Cuomo, no, Chris Cuomo, the communist.
New conspiracy theory is emerging about the attack on the U.S. Capitol. You hear this? Directly from Hate TV.
This is the beginning of a new effort to rewrite what happened on January 6th.
That was another CNN guy. I don't know his name. We'll be right back after this break.
And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We're back, folks. Now, let's go back to this tape. This is the Tucker Carlson Show of Friday, his last show of the week. He takes the weekend off. And the here is, we're in the middle of this tape. These are CNN hosts. We heard Don Lemon. We heard Chris Cuomo. And now this is John Berman. I looked him up. Wait, let's see. Yeah, John Berman. And they're all ridiculing the idea of the FBI participating, organizing January 6th. Here's John Berman.
Even though it is wrong, and as you will hear from one of our analysts, impossibly wrong.
And the whole crux of it is that this was an FBI insider operation. Clearly untrue. Clearly untrue. Totally baseless.
Let me say, again, it's insane to think that the FBI did this.
Oh, that was Adam Kinzinger. The Republican, in quotes, Congressman Adam Kinzinger, and I don't know who the woman was, but that was on CNN, I think. Now let's go back to the truth teller, Tucker.
It's clearly untrue. It's totally wrong. All right, why do you explain how? You have almost 24 people who've been identified as criminals who are not being charged. Why is that exactly?
Why don't you tell us? But they didn't. And then just to make it totally obvious that CNN now functions as an arm of the woke national security state, which they do, the channel then invited on the former assistant director of the FBI, a man called Chris Swecker, to reassure viewers that the FBI did absolutely nothing wrong on January 6th. Not one bad thing. Trust us. And of course, CNN does trust the FBI. The FBI's word is good enough for CNN. The change here is bewildering. It seems like just the other day that CNN's own chief anchor was telling us the shocking story of the 2015 terror attack in Garland, Texas. That's the one in which an FBI agent texted the shooter words of encouragement. The FBI literally worked to make that shooting happen. It's not an exaggeration. We know that. An FBI agent was even present at the attack. Watch.
It turns out the undercover agent did more than just communicate online with Elton Simpson. In an affidavit filed in another case, the government disclosed that the FBI undercover agent had actually traveled to Garland, Texas, and was present at the event. The undercover agent was in a car directly behind Elton Simpson and Nader Sufi when they started shooting. This cell phone photo of school security guard Bruce Joyner and police officer Greg Stevens was taken by the undercover agent seconds before the attack.
The idea that he's taken photograph of the two people who happened to be attacked moments before they're attacked
is stunning.
If you're wondering what happened to the FBI's undercover agent, he fled the scene, but was stopped at gunpoint by Garland police. This is video of him in handcuffs recorded by a local news crew.
So tell us again how the FBI would never have anything to do with the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. What you just saw were some of the counterterrorism tactics the FBI adopted after 9/11. All of us saw it happen. Now the Bureau has changed its focus. It's no.
And let me just add this. I don't mean to correct Tucker Carlson. They weren't tactics adopted by the FBI after 9/11. 9/11 was one of their operations, and they were doing this long before 9/11.
Longer going after Islamic extremism. It's now going after Joe Biden's political opponents. Those are the domestic terrorists they've been telling you about. This is a nightmare. It's a nightmare for civil liberties. It's a threat to democracy itself. We should have seen it coming. We did not see it coming, embarrassingly. Glenn Greenwald saw it coming. He's an independent journalist who writes on Substack, and he's going to join us in just a moment to explain what he thinks actually happened. In the meantime, though, the Biden administration is not waiting. It has declared war on domestic terror. You may be in that category. We know because the administration has released a document called the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism. It reads like a manual for targeting the administration's political opponents, because that's exactly what it is. And if there's one story you should pay attention to this year, it's this one. It could affect you. Nicholas Giordano has studied the document. He studied a lot of American government documents. He's an associate professor of political science at Suffolk Community College and the host of the PA's report. He joins us now. Professor, thanks so much for coming on. We want to talk to you unlike most people in the media, have actually read this document. This document comes from the White House. The first page is Joe Biden.
I won't go through more of that, but this whole show by Tucker Carlson was fabulous. Let me give the call-in number again, 512-248-8252. And here's what's hopeful. This is why I'm not as gloomy as I was a few weeks ago. The word is getting out. I thought, you know, with our little voice here on this little radio show, I thought, you know, okay, we reach some really good people like you folks out there, but there aren't that many of you. But somehow the word has gotten out to bigger shows, and it is getting out now. When Tucker Carlson and Maria Bartiromo and Louie Gohmert, Congressman of Texas, and Ron Johnson, Senator of Wisconsin, where they're saying the exact same things we're saying here, with a little less colorful language, but they're saying exactly the same things. Folks, that's reason for hope, because that's the truth. And the truth is a mighty weapon. Even if that's all you've got, it's a hell of a weapon. against these lying sacks of crap like Fauci and Pelosi and Schumer. Yes, they have all the institutions. Yes, they have trillions of dollars. Yes, Janet Yellen will write them any check they want. Just tell me how many dozens of zeros you want on the check. And Janet Yellen will sign that check. That seems like an awful lot of power. It seems... How could you beat that kind of power? In a peaceful, mass protest, expressing our right to redress of grievances and to peaceably assemble, therefore. That's what we're going to be doing next Saturday in Wellington, Ohio. If you live anywhere near Cleveland, if you didn't hear the first part of the show, if you live anywhere within 200 miles of Cleveland, Ohio, which is the nearest big town to Wellington, Ohio, be there. Go to that Trump event. And remember, it's not like going to a football game or any other event you've ever been to where you wouldn't want to go if you couldn't get a seat. You wouldn't want to go if you sat too far back. You wouldn't want to go if it was too much work to get to the event, or if you had to drive through rain or drive through the night or camp out early. This is not an entertainment event. This is the future, the life, the of your children and your grandchildren, of your republic. It's the future of everything your ancestors fought, died, and sweated and labored to achieve. And they handed it to you, entrusted it to you. And they're gone and they're looking down on you and they're saying, damn, you're doing a bad job. Fail. Flunk. You need to retread this, baby. You got this one wrong. You're not impressing us. We fought war, big wars. We conquered the prairies. We farmed through rocky soil and cut down forests and lived through winters and raised 8 children with 1 pig and a cow and 1 axe. We didn't even have nails. We cut our own wood. And you cowards, you flabby weaklings, you're going to let pukes like Anthony Fauci take over your world? You're going to believe people, pieces of garbage like this? We've got to do better, folks. We have to let them know we're angry. But the FBI, that, what is their move on that? Oh, let's get somebody to have a weapon. Now, by the way, interestingly enough, despite all the efforts of Christopher Wray and all the other pukes at the FBI, not one single firearm was found anywhere at the Trump rally on January 6th, with maybe 500,000 people there, and the stinking FBI can't even plant a single firearm. With all of their skill at implanting weapons and ammunition and pipe bombs and everything else under the sun, not a single weapon was found. Not a knife, not a gun. Well, not a firearm. I think maybe somebody had a pen knife or maybe a Boy Scout knife in their pocket. And that, oh, Nancy Pelosi, oh, that's the greatest armed revolution in American history. That's bigger than the Holocaust, bigger than World War II, bigger than the Civil War. Right, Nancy. Somebody put his feet on your desk. Wow. And then one of your unknown federal agents shot a 100-pound wonderful woman, a military veteran, who simply climbed up in a window. And by the way, I heard this today for the first time. There were people there at that window who said, apparently this is on video and on tape, who said to the police who were blocking the door, and nobody was defying them, their blockage of the door was being honored by people like Ashley Babbitt standing there in front of them. Somebody told them if they got out of the way and moved away from the door, they wouldn't get hurt. What? What? And the person saying this was an Antifa person. And there's this guy behind the door with a gun who is going to shortly shoot Ashley Babbitt. She only climbed in and the guys who said to the police, you won't get hurt if you move, they then proceeded to break the windows. And they didn't jump in the window. No. They egged on Ashley Babbitt, who climbed into the window as a little woman, and she was misled by the crap QAnon bullshit, egged into that by that FBI operation into thinking that she was somehow needed in the Capitol. But she climbed in a window, and then a guy shot her right in the throat. And there were more police right behind her whose lives were in danger. That guy, that officer that shot, whatever the hell he was, we have no idea what his position. Well, there are apparently people who know who he was. He's the same officer who left his loaded service revolver in the men's room in the Capitol, loaded, and kept his job. His bullet could have easily passed through her neck or by her neck and gone into the head of one of the police right behind her. Why is that officer's identity hidden? The Babbitt, Ashley Babbitt's parents have a damned right to know who shot their daughter. Not in America, not in America do the parents not have a right to know who shot their daughter in the neck and killed her in cold blood, unarmed, unthreatening, with no warning, by the way. No stop, no halt, no, I have a loaded gun. I will fire if you step forward. No warning. She never saw the gun. Cowardly, cowardly murder in our Capitol. And Joe Biden, the pretend president of the United States, in his one of his recent, in his latest appearance in front of a microphone, said that patriots had murdered a police officer in the Capitol. Boy, did you get that back asswards, Joe Biden? Ashley Babbitt was murdered by one of your agents of the deep state. All right, let's go to, I'm going to go to my notes here. I mentioned this. There are some great names appearing on the media. This guy, Peter Santilli, he's a great one. You're seeing him lately on these Patriot shows. This guy, Nick Fuentes, is a great one. Darren Beatty, he's a good one. Watch for these people in the slim array of Patriot shows that we have that are out there, and demand that others step up with some courage like Tucker Carlson. Demand this of Laura Ingraham. Demand it of Sean Hannity. The old conservative talk show, that doesn't do anymore. We got to lower the taxes. Oh, forget it. We need to do this or that liberal versus conservative issue. Forget it. Forget it. This is the survival of our republic. This is whether America will continue to exist. This is everything is on the line. All those other things are irrelevant. They are details. They are a waste of our time and breath. Get on to the issue of the loaded gun pointed at your head by the FBI, by the deep state, pointed at your children, pointed at your future, pointed at your nature, your nation. We can get to all that other stuff if we save the nation. If we don't save the nation, it's pointless. If you've got 1 hour on TV, 45 minutes when you subtract all the ads, use all of it. Talk about January 6th. Talk about the FBI invasion, the FBI setup. Talk about that. Talk about the scamdemic. Talk about hundreds of thousands of people murdered by Fauci, murdered by CNN, murdered by Google, murdered by Facebook. Murdered by America's so-called universities, so-called medical schools. And please celebrate those few people who were heroes. Help them out. Defend them. When they fire Dr. Corey from one hospital, make sure that he has a practice somewhere else. Help him out. Here's another. Let's go to Dr. Corey. I have another quote from him. I believe I have this. Listen to him here. This is Dr. Pierre Corey, pulmonary specialist.
Back, Dr. Corey.
We'll be right back with that in our last segment. Oh, no, let's go to the break. Go to the break. We'll have Dr. Corey on the other side.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
Yes, indeed. America first. Donald Trump's slogan, America first. Merle Haggard's gone now. We can't enlist his aid anymore in writing great music like that. But he's looking down on us, and let's not disappoint him. Now here's someone who's not disappointing him. Dr. Pierre Corey, pulmonary specialist, world-renowned expert on what he's talking about. Fired from two hospitals. Fired or quit, same difference. Pressured out in Milwaukee and at the University of Wisconsin. Shameful. Shameful.
All right. I mean, they reviewed dozens of randomized controlled trials, and in the most accurate statistical analysis, they're estimating that 62% less death would occur. And that's the minimum of what ivermectin is capable of, because not all...
Now, by the way, that's just ivermectin. 62% reduction in hospitalization and in death. But that's... that he's going to point out here, that's not even including use of ivermectin with early... what's the term in medicine? Early onset, early beginning of the treatment. This includes people that were given the ivermectin only in the most desperate late stages. And still it prevented 62% of deaths. But that's ivermectin alone, which if administered early, Dr. Corey was getting results like 90% prevention of death. And that's the point, ladies and gentlemen, in a pandemic or an epidemic or a serious outbreak of disease, you're worried about people dying. If you can survive the illness, you're fine. Death is the issue. Prevent death. Well, not only do we have ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine has similar results. What if you combine hydroxychloroquine with ivermectin? Zinc and D3 have similar effective results. What if you combine them? And there are others. What if you simply do something like lose 50 pounds of that blubber when they found that a huge percentage of the people who died were morbidly obese? On and on and on. Simple things that don't cost anything, that could have saved hundreds of thousands of lives. Murder. This was genocide. And it was all to destroy you and your Trump movement. Don't let them get away with it.
All of them were early treatment. Again, the key is early.
Yeah.
The benefits that we're seeing for early treatment are massive. They prevent people from going to the hospital and dying.
Well, obviously social media has...
Over 100,000 patients' lives would have been saved had the NIH instituted ivermectin when we presented to them in early January. If they had done what Mexico did, over 100,000 American lives would have been saved. And around the world, if they had followed our lead, we're talking about over a million lives based just on that paper.
Wow. We'll close with that. Dr. Pierre Corey, there's a real man. Well, we'll be back next week. And remember, the Trump rally will have taken place only a few hours before. So we'll be covering that. We'll have the audio of Trump next week in Wellington, Ohio. We'll see you then. Thanks for joining us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ezoff LLC, 417-932-6419.